Haftarah Parsha Shoftim. Anoichi, Anoichi, hu menachem chem. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I am the one who is bringing you comfort. Mi at, Batiri. You know who you are? Mi at? You know how chashiv you are? You know how special you are? You are the daughter of the king. Mi at, Lashon HaKeva. You're the princess. Batiri, and you're scared me. Anoichi, almost from a man who just fades away and dies. Mi ben Adam Chatzir Yinatan, from a person who's like the grass of the field that could just wilt away. Are you so scared? Vatishka Hashem Oisecha. You've forgotten our Kadosh Baruch Hu created you. Noita Shemayim Biyosid Aret, who has created the heavens and the earth. Vatifache Tomit Kalayim, and you're scared all day. Vnei Hamas Ameitzik, from the anger of he who threatens you. Kasher Koinin Lahashas, as he's preparing to attack you. You're scared of him? Vayei Hamas Ameitzik. Where has this terrible one who is frightening you, where has he gone? He disappeared. No need to be scared, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu comforts us. The beautiful remnants of this Nitzukim and the Yismach Moshe. The very big Yisoid, which Chazal tell us based on Sukkim, when one does an Aveira, he's creating Malachim of Ra. And those malachim, they themselves try to convince him to do more ra. Aveira gereres aveira, because he creates an evil malach who tries to persuade him to do more evil. And this malach also is the one who actually punishes him, lasa lovet. Says in Pasuk in Iyub, poyel adam yishalim loy. The deeds of a person repay him. Not just he gets repaid for his deeds. The deeds themselves repay him. They have a life of their own, literally, and they repay him for what he's done. Pasuk in Yirmiyah, in bonecha chatulai vayishalchi miyad pishim. If the sons of HaKadosh Baruch Hu sin, he puts them in the hands of their aveiros. Their aveiros themselves, Rachman al-Tzad will deal with them. Tiasreka ra'asecha. The evil itself will give you yisurim. It says in Pirkei Avos, Kol Oisa Aveira Achas, Kanaloi Kateger Achas. Someone does an Aveira, he's created, Kanaloi, he's created, he's acquired for himself a Kateger, a prosecutor. And it means it literally. There's a new life to this Aveira, which Rachman al-Islam goes against him. The Aveira which he does tries to persuade him to do more Aveira, more and more. Very famous Tukim in Kehelet, it says, Im Yishkavun Shnayim V'cham Lahem. Two people lay together, they keep each other warm. Ule Echad Ech Yechad Ech Yecham. But to one person, where will he get the warmth? In other words, it's important to be two together. V'chuta Meshulash, but the three-ply cord, Loi B'mheri Yenosek, won't easily snap apart, stays together. This is the Pasuk in Kehelet. But according to what we're explaining, the Pasuk could have also the opposite connotation. When one person does an Aveira on his own, it's easy to have charata and go along and do tshuva. But when Chas HaShalom, two people do an Aveira, there's already a fire of the Gehenim burning, a fire of the Yitzhahara burning. It's much harder. People are in it together. They support each other. Much greater spiritual danger of not doing tshuva. When three people do an Aveira, Chas HaShalom, a person is so caught up in the Aveira, so entangled in the web of sin, it's difficult. It won't be easy to get out of that situation. The Aveirah itself gets a koyach. The evil takes on a life. And Chas HaShalom will start affecting the person. So it's much more difficult and much more important to wage a battle of doing tshuva. We know that when a person does tshuva, mi'ava, then it becomes his personal, wonderful zchuyos. It turns into mitzvah. It says, hinted to the beginning of the coming week's parasha, he says to them, Melchama Alivecha, which many Mepharshim, Arachayim, and many others say is going on, Melchama Sayetzer also, when you go to war against your enemy, referring to Yetzirah, but then say, Oivechem, Oivecha, your famous Yetzirah enemy, and the son of Hashem, Alivecha, Biyadecha, if you're Zoyche, Veshavisa, Shivyoi, those Aveiris, those terrible Malachim, which were created to be evil, will be captured back by you. If you do it, Hashem, Alivecha, you do it, L'shem Shemayim, you do mi'ava, then they'll come back to you, and the shavisa shivya. Now you have it back, as opposed to them being evil malachim which are against you, they could turn into something good. It can become something beautiful. The Al Shech HaKadosh, in Parshas Kisavoy, by the famous psukim of Arami Oyvid Avi, has a mahalak where these psukim are going on the Eight Sahara. Arami Oyvid Avi says the Al Shech HaKadosh, and one of his mahalakim is going on the Eight Sahara. He tries to destroy us at all times. By Yerim Mitzrayim, the Eight Sahara comes from the moment we're born. Everybody knows the Yetzirah only comes by the Bar Mitzvah or Bat Mitzvah, but the Yetzirah, from the moment, Mitzrayim, from the moment you're already on the boundaries, you're coming into the world, he's already there waiting for you. By Yagar Shamim Seimaat, you have a little bit, your Evarim to help you. By Yisham the Goy Gadol, the Yetzirah becomes a whole imperium, a whole army. How? Every time you do another Aveira, it's like Makas Fardeya. There's more and more Yetzirah involved. There's more malachim convincing you to become bad. So the evil person has so many yetzirahs that he created that becomes mamash a guy god, a huge nation. It's much harder for him to be zoicha the tshuva. Averis, like you said. It mamash literally creates more evil forces which are persuading him to do bad. It becomes terrible. Vayoreyu vayisaru amitrim. Look at the alshich. The Malachi Chavala, which come from this Mitzarim, the Vayirev, so they make this more and more evil. Vayirev, so they turn us into Ra'im. Vayanunu. And like you said, they also are the ones that give the Yisurim. They're the ones that punish according to Kabbalah. So, we need a huge chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do tshuva, especially from love and recognizing the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just fear of punishment, which is also good, but a recognition of the godliness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shuva, the Yezoyche, the Shuva, the Av, and all this whole army of evil turned into an army of good. When Klai Yisrael went to spy out Eretz Yisrael and Parshas Shlach, so Moshe Rabbeinu instructs him, miraculously says to them, Ve'alisem es ahar, you should climb up the mountain. The Noyim Alimelech and others explain, Ve'alisem es ahar, we know the har is referring to Yetzer Hara, because the Gemara says in Sukkah, in the future, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to shech the Eight Sahara, so the tzaddikim are going to look at the Eight Sahara as he's shechted, and he's going to appear in their eyes like a huge mountain, an almost insurmountable mountain, a very difficult mountain. They're going to be crying, how are we zeichet? Wow, we were zeichet to cross over this mountain. They'll be so thankful that they managed to cross over this difficult mountain. They managed to climb this mountain. Mi yala b'har Hashem. How are they able to go over the difficult obstacles of this mountain? So the Arayim of the Melech, others say, Valisim is Sahar, means Maisha Reina was telling the Maragim, you're going to go into Eretz Yisrael, you're going to find this Nabi Yetziraharas, different types of Yetziraharas, which you're unfamiliar with as you go into Eretz Yisrael, new challenges. Valisim is Sahar. You should, I'm giving you a bracha, I'm giving you an eight, so you should make sure to try to climb up these mountains, be successful in these mountains. And we know that Yeshua and Khalid were successful. Unfortunately, the rest of the Meraglim, were not Matzliach. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Shiel HaMalas, Esa Einai El Aharim Mi'ayin Yavi Ezri. If it would just be one mountain, says David HaMelech, one Yetzirah, like you said, if you're alone and you have just your own Aveira, okay, you can cope with it. But it starts becoming two or three and many. How could you deal with this? Shiel HaMalas, Esa Einai Laharim. I look up and I see all these Yetziraharas, all these obstructions, all these difficult challenges. Me'ayin Yavi Ezri, how am I going to be able to get past this great Yetzirahara? The Shiel HaMalas, Yitzhak Maisha gives a mashal. He says there was a king who, his son grew up in this wonderful palace, which was beautiful, and had every sort of entertainment, and was a super joyful place. It was a wonderful, wonderful palace, the construction of the palace, and the things that were contained in the palace. And the king wanted his son to appreciate what the palace was. So he told his son, I need you to leave for a little bit. When you leave, you'll see what the rest of the world is like. You'll realize how lucky you are. Otherwise, you don't appreciate it. You just grew up in this palace. You think that's life. And he wanted that the son shouldn't just walk out and come right back. So he sent the son out and he had put mountains between the son and the palace. So it should be difficult for the son to get back to the palace. These are harim. These are the challenges. And the king wants that the son should himself realize how important it is to come back to the palace and get through these mountains, break through these mountains, to bash through these mountains, to break his way through the mountains. Actually, the king in the mashal left these fissures and cracks through the mountains, so the light from the palace was shining through the mountains to remind his son how special it was to be back at home. He shouldn't forget about it. If the son, Chas Hashem, will forget, he could see the light coming through the cracks. Remember, oh, I have a great palace back at home. Shouldn't get caught up in the moment of whatever is going to be happening outside the palace. But, says the Yisach Maishad, he met these bad friends who were trying to steal things from him, trying to take advantage of this prince. So they convinced him to forget about his past, so much they even took pebbles and rocks and stuffed it into the fissures and the cracks to forget about the palace back at home, to forget about everything, so he couldn't even see it anymore. And then they took advantage, they stole whatever they wanted to steal from him, and they left him. They abandoned him. And now, he didn't even know how to get back. He was surrounded by these mountains. So he called out, Me'ayin Yavai Ezri, how am I going to get past these mountains? Now usually, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants, we should begin to take the first few steps, and Hashem helps us. That's what it is most of the year. Now, Saris Yimei Tshuva, Rabbi Yisrael Eibish tells us in the first Drash in Yair Zvash, Dirshu Hashem Hi Matzai, the Gemara says, search for Hashem when he is found. The Gemara says it's going on Saris Yimei Tshuva. Rabbi Yisrael Eibish says, Hi Matzai means Hashem makes himself available. Hashem takes that first step. Hashem doesn't wait for you like all year round to go do the first steps. Hashem says, I'm going to go towards you. I'm going to help you. I'm going to step out towards you. I'm going to go out and greet you. He makes himself available for you. So Rabbi Yisrael Eibish says, beginning of Yair Zvash. So going back to the mashal, when Shir Lamal is, Esa Einai Laharim, Me'ayin Yavi Ezri, Ezri Me'im Hashem. When do we have that Hashem will do everything for you? Hashem will go over and call out and direct you back. He'll start breaking down the mountains himself, removing them, reopening all those closed up holes. When will that happen? I say Shemayim Va'aretz. The same time when Hashem originally made the world, when Hashem originally made the world, Bereishis Bara Elokim Shemayim Va'aretz, it was done pure chesed, without anybody doing anything first to deserve it. It was just chesed mitzad Hashem. And at that same time every year, that same time of chesed, beginning of Chodesh Tishrei, is when Hashem made the world, at the same tkufa. So Ezri Me'im Hashem, I say Shemayim Va'aretz. The same time that Hashem made the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, every year is willing to go along and take step towards us. We don't have to do the first moves. That, how am I going to survive all these mountains, all these Yetzaharas? The answer is, Ezri Me'im Hashem, Oisei Shemayim Va'aretz. So, getting back to the Haftarah. Pasuk says, Anoichi, Hu Menachemchem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I am the one who is Menachem. Now, Menachem means comfort, but the word Ein Ish Nicham Al Ra, Nicham also means regret. In a whole bunch of places, Nicham means Lisnachem, to regret. Menachemchem, I cause you to regret your ways. I inspire you to do tshuva. Anoichi, Hu Menachemchem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I am the one who gives you the inspiration to do tshuva, to want to change your ways, to rethink things. Mi at vatiri me enosh yamus, we ben adam chatzu yinasein. Why are you so scared of a human being? You think you can't do tshuva? I'll help you do tshuva, says Hashem. Vatishkach Hashem reisecha. You, even with things that you've forgotten about, usually, you want to do tshuva. Okay, what are you doing tshuva on? What exactly? What are you doing tshuva on? You have to remember. When it comes to Sarah Zimei tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, even if you forgot it, even vatishkach Hashem reisecha. Noita shemayim v'yesa aret. Just like the Bria Sa'ilam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was willing to be the forerunner and the first one and to take that first step towards helping to build the world. So Hashem in this Kufa says also, I'm going to help you to tshuva. Anila Daidi V'Daidi Li. So normally, we have to go step out towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then Daidi comes back to us. But there's also a Pasuk Yishir HaShirim that says, Daidi before Ani. That there's a Tkufa, this period of person can be Zayach and Hashem reaches out and tries to inspire you to do tshuva. Chop those moments, enjoy those moments. And later on in Haftarah, it says also, Ma novu alaharim ragli mevaser, mashmi ashalayim, mevaser toiv. How beautiful on those mountains, those difficult mountains, when we're able to be zoiche, to do tshuva, and then hear Mashiach coming, because with those difficulties, we still went, and we still broke through those mountains, we climbed those mountains, we dealt with those mountains, we surmounted them, we were matzliach, they weren't obstacles, they were places of growth. And then we say, Mashmiah Yeshua, what announcement to set on those mountains? Oymer Letzion Malach Elikayach. Kadosh Baruch Hu, we proclaim a love of our Kadosh Baruch Hu, recognition of our Kadosh Baruch Hu, not just on Yiras Ha'inish. We realize that Kadosh Baruch Hu, that Mamish destroys the mountains, we realize the greatness of our Kadosh Baruch Hu. So, here we have a beautiful lesson from how terrible, how frightful the Yetzer Hara can be, how much damage he could do. By following him, you're just getting yourself, Chas Hashem, into a terrible rut, into a very vicious cycle. But if someone calls out to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, I'm in this terrible rut, get me out of here. Kadosh Baruch Hu will reach down, pull him out, enlighten, give him oir, give him yishi, Hashem, oiri v'yishi. Hashem will be the light to brighten up, to show you the way home, yishi, and he will save you, help you all the way back. So begin saying this in this tufa, this parak Tehillim. Remind yourselves how easy, just call out to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Through tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah, we get back home and get back to Kadosh Baruch Hu.